I think it's interesting that the series that God led me into is called Jesus Is. Jesus Is. And I think there's an anointing on it. Besides what happened here, thank you everybody for what happened a few minutes ago. Sure thankful for that. So while Mary's continuing to pass out the outlines, I don't know where this verse came, but I think it's Psalm 59:10. And I don't know what version it's in, but the word press and the word push. That we need to press and push. That's a spiritual word. We need to press in the Spirit and push in the Spirit. So we need to press away the things of the enemy. We need to push the kingdom of God forward as the disciples did. We need to press and push. And as I finished the series on another one of all the miracles in the book of Acts that's still going on today, I wanted to put a P.S., so to speak, a postscript on that series. And it's John chapter 21, verse 24 through 25. This is the disciple who testifies of these things, who wrote these things. We know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did. We looked at, I don't know, 15, 20, 25, whatever the number was, I added to it. Which, if we looked at all the things Jesus said were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written therein. And amen. It brings a new meaning to the series, another one. There is always going to be another miracle. There is always going to be another breakthrough. There's always going to be another anointing. There's always going to be, until Jesus comes back, there will always be another one. Whatever that one is that you need that day, there's another one coming. Amen? God does not take away from us. He wants to give to us, and he wants us to move forward. And so today, as we start this message called Jesus Is, in John chapter 14, you're so familiar with this. I'm really preaching to the choir here. In John 14:6, it says, "Let your heart not be troubled." Why? Because you believe in God, believe also in me. So what keeps our heart from being troubled? Our faith. Everyone say our faith. Our faith will keep us out of trouble. Now that was a good word. Let me say that one more time. Our faith will keep us out of trouble. Hallelujah. Verse 2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you." Verse 3. "And if I go, I prepare a place for you, I will come again." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout out, "I'm coming again to receive you to myself. And where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Verse 5. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Verse 6. Jesus says, "I am." He is the I am. He is the I was. He is the I am. And he is the I am going to be. He was and he is and is to come. I am the way. I am. Yehovah. Yahweh. I am. I am. I am. I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Amen. So we'll just take a couple of minutes here to go through a few things here, because Jesus was talking about leaving the planet, but he was also talking about being the Messiah. Everyone say Messiah. You know, and it's really interesting as we go into this, Jesus is the way. You know, heaven's the greatest place ever, 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 ever. We have to look forward to that. We think things are good here. Heaven's a great place to look forward to. It's an amazing place. It'll be so much fun. Just constant and forever. The battle will be done. And when we get there, we just get to be with God and be with all the believers who have gone before us. And we're going to spend eternity getting to know him. I believe we're going to hear the stories of faith, the stories of faith that we've never heard. It's going to be so awesome. They're going to hear your story, and they're going to hear your story, and you're going to hear theirs. Amen? Heaven's a great place to look forward to. Why wouldn't you want to go there? Hallelujah. Yeah. The greatest place ever. Hallelujah. Heaven with God and His faithful ones. But you know, we need to look at the context of this too. Is that Jesus was saying when He said, I am, He said, I am the Messiah. Everyone say Messiah. Now you know that there were over 300 prophecies or so about the Messiah coming. And the statistical odds of that, of the young kids, or the few of the young kids are here. Do you like math? Ian, do you like math? No, he doesn't. You do, Rebecca and these guys? Okay, we got good. So we're going to do a little math here, okay? All right, so I want to show you something first. So what do you think that is, Alex? Hold on to it. Look at it. What is that? It's a coin, okay? You know anything about that coin? Rebecca, look at that. Tell me what you think that is. What kind of a coin is that? She's working on it. Do you know what it is? It's a $1 coin. That's right. Yeah, and do you know what the year is? Look at the bottom right there. Tell me what the year is. The bottom right down there. 1890. Okay. Who's the fastest is going to ask me to answer the question, how old is this coin? 1890? Thank you. Everyone say 134. So this coin's 134 years. And so the statisticians, the mathematicians, look at the odds of Jesus fulfilling 8 of the prophecies. Everyone say 8. That leaves 8 minus 300 leaves 292 left, right? So the statistical odds of Jesus fulfilling 8, just 8 of the prophecies, being born of a woman, being born in Bethlehem, those things that we sing about at Christmas time. If you took the state of Texas, and somebody, I'm sure you've heard this before, some of you have. If you take the state of Texas, which is 700 some miles wide and 800 miles deep. By the way, 800 miles times 700 miles is 560,000 square miles. That's a half a million, about a half, more than half a million. Half a million square miles. And you take silver coins like this, silver dollar, and you fill the state of Texas 2 feet high with all these coins. A half a million square miles of coins. And you mark one of them with a magic marker, throw it out there, mix them all up, and say, go find one. Go find the one. The one you pick is the one you pick. Go find that one. Those are the odds of Jesus fulfilling only 8 of the prophecies. Now, if that doesn't smoke you, the chance of him filling all 300 of them is 1 times 10 to the 157th power. Now, where do these guys come up with this stuff? I don't know. But all I can say is, whether that's accurate or not accurate, let's just say it was impossible in the natural. Amen? But it's with God, all things are possible. Ooh, I can't leave that down there. That's 77% silver, by the way, so it's worth a little more than a dollar right now. Yeah. So when Jesus said, He's the way, He's the Messiah, imagine the people that were there for 2,000 years, or how many ever years it was, had been believing for the Messiah to come, and what the odds were of Him being it. It's mind-blowing. It's beyond our comprehension, right? And for Peter, what about Peter? When Peter said, Jesus said, who am I? He said, you are the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. He didn't care what the statistical odds were. He knew Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one, the Christos, right? Hallelujah. And then he said, I am the way. And then he said, I'm the truth. In John 17:17, it says, thy word is truth. Because Jesus is the living word. Come on. He is the word. I am the word. Yeah. And Jesus is the life. In him was life, and the life was the life of men. And we know that he was talking about eternal life. And then forwarding ahead to the back part of the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, it says this, "And these will make more war with the Lamb." And I'm going to do a study on this because Lamb is mentioned 20-some times in the book of Revelation. But remember what was it John that said when Jesus came to be baptized? He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice." Interesting, isn't it? Yeah. "Behold the Lamb of God." So as we see this in Revelation 17, "These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them." Let me say that one more time. "These will make war with the Lamb." The devil knows he's lost, but he still wants to make war. But the Lamb will overcome. The Lamb will overcome. Why? Because he is the Lord of lords, and he is the King of kings. And those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Everyone say, "I'm called, I am chosen, and I am faithful." In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And then we want to remember that Jesus is the soon and coming King, right? He who testifies to these things in Revelation 22, it says this of these things, "Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." We know that Jesus is on the throne. We know that Jesus has this taken care of. And in the meantime, we got to work hard to share Jesus with the planet. Amen. Let's stand. Father, we can't thank you enough. Holy Spirit, we can't thank you enough. And Jesus, we can't thank you enough for the work that was done today. And I pray for an anointing of faith on everything that was prayed. We just cover every prayer and every word and every seed that was planted for everybody in this house today, God. Cover that. We cover that with the blood of Jesus. We cover it with the Spirit of God. Bring them all to pass, Lord. I want the microphone to line up with testimonies of things going on, just like earlier. And Father, we just thank you for that. Now, as we go about our week, Father, we thank you that you're for us and not against us, that we're the victors, not the victims, and that we are the overcomers and not the overcome. In Jesus' precious name, everybody shout it, amen.